change. How many sometimes I, you know, you hear about these stories, you say, well, that just can't be right. You know, I get a call from somebody here the other day saying, you know, did you hear about this down in Southeast Michigan about a family that has this Virgin Mary, the statue, 20 inches tall, give or take, in their front yard. And the homeowners association coming after them. It's been there since 2003. It's like less than 2 feet tall. And they're getting targeted. And I'm like, that can't be true. And then I get a call from Erin Mercino, senior legal counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. She says, oh, yeah, it's true. Oh, and by the way, we have the case. I say, outstanding. And she's here on the program with us today. Erin, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to have you, Erin. So I mean, I hear about these things and I say, well, that can't be right. I mean, they wouldn't come after 15 or 20 years and say, you can't have that. It's a Virgin Mary statue. It's ubiquitous in many parts of the country, right? I mean, it's anybody who's Catholic has these things, right?
She's the mother of Jesus. She's a very important person.
Right. I mean, maybe they'd be upset if they had the half-buried bathtub, right? You know, and then the Virgin Mary in that we've all seen in different places going, that's an unusual way to decorate. But what is it? Tell us what we're really dealing with.
So what we're dealing with is back in 2005, this homeowners association noticed this family that we're representing, their wonderful family, the Simona family, wonderful Christian family, and told them that they needed to take down their nativity scene. Then again in 2009, they noticed them.
Now, hold on. What town are we talking about here? What town is this in?
This is in Novi, Michigan.
In Novi. All right. So you can't have your nativity scene. Go on.
Yes. So they challenged, you know, that notice, and the homeowners association eventually relented. And then in 2009, they noticed them again, complaining about the same Virgin Mary statue that we're talking about now in 2019. And at that time, they took no action. And the family said, you know, we're keeping our statue. And now in 2019, they get another notice regarding this statue. And they've known about the statue. It's been up since 2003 for the last 16 years. So at this point, to try to say it's some sort of violation of the bylaws, they're quite late in the game to try to do that.
Fair enough. And I guess my question to you is this. Why is it this time that it's come to a legal battle as opposed to apparently what you just told me, the last time they heard from the homeowners association was a decade ago. Fast forward from 2009 to 2019. Now it's a legal matter. Why?
That's a very good question. It's the homeowners association that's pushing this. So the family certainly does not want any sort of legal battle. All they want to do is keep the same statue that they've had up for the last 16 years. It's been in the same place. It's a very small, beautiful statue. It's harmonious with the other statues in the neighborhood.
Hold on. When you say other statues in the neighborhood, what do you mean? I thought statues were not allowed in the neighborhood.
Oh, no, they're very much allowed. So right across the street from this family's home, there's a statue of either two deers or two German Shepherd-type dogs. There's statues throughout the home. There's one house in the front yard has a giant lighthouse. Another home has a windmill. I mean, there's statuary all over.
So wait a second. You've got the prohibition is on statues in the front lawn, right?
There's no prohibition. It's just up to the homeowners association's discretion.
So a lighthouse, a windmill, deer, dogs, garden gnomes, bunny rabbits, and whatever else you come up with that people make out of, you know, I see these things all over the place, right, in gardens in different places and whatnot. But how big is this? I was led to believe it's less than 2 feet tall.
It's less than 2 feet tall, maybe 20 inches, maybe. And that's considering the part of the statue that's been buried underground.
Right, and it stood there for going on two decades, and suddenly they're saying you can't have it. And what are they saying if you don't remove it? What are they threatening?
Oh, they're threatening to seek an injunction in court against this family.
And throw them out of the neighborhood. By the way, this is the Tollgate Woods Homeowners Association, right? I mean, that's who they are, the Tollgate Woods Homeowners Association, Novi, Michigan, targeting a Virgin Mary statue, 20 inches tall, give or take. I understand you cruised the neighborhood and checked things out to see what else was out there, right?
Of course, yes. of course, I follow up on everything, you know, the witnesses say in all of our cases.
Sure. Did you come up with any decorating ideas?
I mean, there's statuary everywhere.
Yeah. any decorating ideas while you cruise the neighborhood as to what you can do in your yard?
It's a very nice neighborhood. And the Simonis family, their home is gorgeous and it's immaculately kept. I mean, I wish that my yard looked like theirs. It's quite beautiful.
Well, there you go. So, next steps. Where are we in the process? I mean, it sounds like a frivolous attack on these people. Where do we go from here?
I agree. I think it's absolutely frivolous. And so right now we're waiting to see what the Homeowners Association does. We're hoping that they issue some sort of written letter to our clients saying that they can keep their Virgin Mary statue, but it doesn't seem promising that they will. And if they take legal action, then we're there to defend the Simona family with everything that we have.
Yeah, and you, this is, but for people that don't know, the Great Lakes Justice Center, you spend a considerable amount of your time, energy, and resources defending people against what I think the average common sense thinking person would say, that's absurd, and this is absurd, and why would you do this to a family? I think this is, you know, I think it's the right thing to do. So for people that don't know, that's what you do. If people want to find out more about the Great Lakes Justice Center, where would you send them?
I would send them to our website, so greatlakesjc.org. And I'm so proud and honored to be able to work for the Great Lakes Justice Center. It's just a wonderful organization, and they take up these cases for very important causes for people in need and do it without charge. So they exist on donations. So it's really a wonderful place to work.
I think that's a bit of a call to action. So for you folks listening out there right now, and if you're sick of the absurd attacks on people and their freedom of expression, because if everybody else can have up their windmill, their, you know, lighthouse, their deer, their garden gnomes, their little bunny rabbits, or whatever they have out there, it seems pretty discriminatory that you attack one thing because everybody has the right to freedom of expression, unless, of course, you're a Christian and you want a Virgin Mary in your front yard, at which point the Homeowners Association is going to attack you. You have the right to the free exercise thereof, I believe. It's the free exercise thereof of your freedom of religion. And the government, by attacking that, would seem to be violating that. I'll give you the last word.
No, you are absolutely right. I mean, this family has been singled out. They've been singled out since 2005 when the Homeowners Association demanded that they take their nativity scene down. And there's a long past here of the Homeowners Association's actions against them. And so the Great Lakes Justice Center is so proud to represent this wonderful family and to defend their legal rights, because what is occurring in Novi, Michigan is just absolutely wrong.
Well, there you go, and I appreciate you being here, Aaron. As always, Aaron Messina from the Great Lakes Justice Center. Thank you for defending those that, well, frankly, deserve it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. And by the way, a note here from David. He said he's going to come by and take pictures of my front yard. You do that. You know, it's summertime. You never know what you might see. Sometimes I run around the yard just trying to feel free, David, if you know what I'm saying. Just freedom. If you're picking up what I'm laying down, it is 41 after. We'll take your phone calls, 888-900-9966 after the break.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.